time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, tuning in for another week. What's going on, Merrimack Valley? It is a show that runs every Thursday. We're out on msonewsports.com. And man, we are inching closer, like 3 months away from our two-year anniversary for covering Merrimack Valley Sports. We started on 104.9 FM in January of 2022. And here we are, all the way fall of 2023, closing in on January 2024. Yeah, 2 years. Can you believe that? Crazy. But we got to be introduced to these wonderful athletes, coaches here in the Merrimack Valley. One of them being Hannah Medwar. She is a field hockey player at Middlebury College, who's like the most amazing, like successful division, any division really, college sport, national titles, like five in a row. You'll listen to the video and get all this facts, but we interviewed Hannah, or I did, on September 29th. She only had one game since then and ended up being a 5-1 win over Wesleyan. And guess who got the goal? Of course, Hannah Medwar got the first goal of the game, her third of the year. And she's of Andover, by the way. You'll hear all about her season, her career, what she's interested in after the break. But yeah, since we talked September 29th, they've only had that one game. So it's a timely interview, it turns out. But they had that one game. Hannah Medwar scored, and they were off and running to a 5-1 win for Middlebury field hockey. They are just simply amazing. You'll hear all about it. What else is going on in the Valley? I think I found some pretty cool news happening over with Merrimack College football. They had like their best crowd ever for a big win, 45-34 over Stonehill College. Wild, you know, Jamie Pote is reporting for the Eagle Tribune. 79 points in that one. Jeez, can they let the Patriots borrow some points for Pete's sake? Man, 3-3 overall, 2-1 in the Northeast Conference. Just a great overall performance for Merrimack College football. And right here in North Andover, it all went down. So congratulations to them for that. Look like they're going in the right direction. So listen, we're going to take a break, get on the horn with Hannah Medwar, and then after that, we are going to finish up the show with our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley football report. So don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Hannah Medwire, former Andover field hockey standout, now ripping it up at Middlebury College, the GOAT of field hockey programs up there in their division. What's going on, Hannah?
I'm not much. How are you?
Good. Okay. So were you part of a state title team in 2017 for Andover?
Yes, that was my freshman.
Okay. All right. I was doing the math. I was going back. I'm like, okay, I think she was a freshman in 2017. Yep, they won then. Did you get like a lot of like playing time, or were you kind of like working your way up at that point for Andover?
Yeah, I definitely was a contributor my freshman year, but I think that what really helped me grow as a player was like getting to play with the older people. I think there was like 12 seniors. Like, it was a very, very large senior class, and they were so welcoming and supportive and really helped me to grow my game. So just leaning on them was great.
And then now fast forward all these years later, and you have two national titles under your belt, correct? Freshman and sophomore year for Middlebury.
Yeah.
And now you're a junior, and you guys are going for 6 in a row as a program. Is that correct?
Yes, hopefully. But okay. Yeah, we did win 5 in a row last year. Last year was our fifth.
Yeah. So number 6 shooting for this fall. Mm-hmm. And you're already undefeated at the time of this interview. Like, what's your record right now?
Oof.
6-0, 7-0?
I think it's 6-0.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we can double check that right now. Actually, just looked it up. You guys are 8-0 at the time of this interview. So rolling along. Last year, you lost one match. So this is your third year with Middlebury. What's the secret here? I mean, you guys are just functioning on all sides of the ball, it seems like.
Yeah, I think that like our team values to its core is just very clear right off the bat. And I was reflecting a lot just coming in as a freshman and how immediately you're just completely like welcomed and just like immersed into this team environment. That's just so amazing. And it really does go beyond the field. We're such a tight-knit group and really just want each other to succeed. And we also lean on each other. Being in season has its own struggles with balancing school, sports, and just life. And we really are just there for each other and are there to make each other better each day. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, weather-wise, nothing new for you playing into late October, early November. Field hockey. Sure, like frigid conditions out there. Is there one game that stands out like, wow, actually, that we probably should have canceled? That was too much. That was too cold.
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny you say that. Last year's national championship was frigid. Oh my gosh. It was like unreal. Some people were wearing leggings, like lots of like Under Armour, it was just insane. Like, especially driving, hitting the ball, like your hands get really, almost numb in a way when it's that cold.
Yeah.
But that was a very, very cold game.
Yeah. Where was it?
It was in New Jersey. So.
New Jersey. Okay. So you played Johns Hopkins to win that one zip. Mm-hmm. And you were very involved, you know, looking up your website stuff, your college's website, and you had a goal, like when it was 0-0 in the third quarter, that was called back, right?
Yeah.
That's
that was a tough one.
What happened there?
I think they called body, but yeah, we tried to call a video referral and, I guess the ref we never actually got the video referral. We didn't do it like fast enough, but
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad. You could have had the game winning goal in a national championship game. I mean, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking about your personal contributions to the team. Like, you know, what position are you playing now? And is that different from freshman, sophomore? And, you know, what are they looking for you to do?
I think I'm the forward, so it's been going well. I feel like definitely throughout the years, we have this thing called like scope of contribution. And that looks different throughout the years, but like each person contributes in their own way. And yeah, I think just like becoming older, becoming more of a leader, that just comes with time, being on the team and knowing how our team works well. Really just being like an upperclassman in that sense on and off the field. Yeah.
Nice. And did you pop in a couple goals in the season opener?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, tell me about that game and how you were able to take advantage and get on the scoreboard twice.
Yeah, we played Castleton home. And I think just like the home opener each year is just really exciting. And everyone is just a little bit nervous to start the season, but just an overarching like excitement to be on the field and playing with each other again. And you could really feel that in our first game. So just like feeding off of each other's energies and really learning how to like be in a game-like situation with new people on the field and learning each other's tendencies that way. It was a really exciting and fun game to play in.
Yeah, it's always fun when you win 12-0 too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. You score two goals and that's only like 16% of the team total in that game. And then you guys went on to three more straight shutouts. The first team to score on you, one of only two teams to score on you so far at the time of this interview was Babson, 3-2 battle. That sounds like a pretty competitive game. Is Babson usually pretty good, or, you know, was that a new team for you guys?
Yeah, they're actually ranked second nationally. So they're very, very good. Yeah, it was a great game on both ends. You could really just feel like the intensity and level of play was just great. So it was a really fun game to play in. And I think those games are just awesome with when both teams are just like battling like that. It was just really fun to see and play in.
Yeah. Is it the NESCAC carpets for you guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Babson in that too? Or
no, I think they're in the NUMAC.
NUMAC. Okay. Yeah. So that's a possible looking way ahead. A preview of a national title game. I mean, you know, you're obviously not going to say that because you got a long way to go, but that's a great early season sort of kind of like does it give you guys a sense of like, okay, where do we stand? Right. When we play a team like this?
Yeah, I think it definitely challenged us in new ways that, it was just so great to like kind of know those certain tendencies about our team so early on. And it's really given us a great like building block to work off of and improve. And I think it's just really great to see like a team like that early on in the season to kind of give you that like sense of knowledge of what you need to work on and what we do well already and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Nice. And even backtracking a little more to freshman year. So there's a national title in that one too. What kind of role did you have as a freshman and did you get time in that big title game?
It was a lot of like seniors that actually took time off with COVID. So not a lot of underclassmen got like playing time in the national title game, but it was like a very good fought game. And it's funny because we do see Johns Hopkins a lot in the national title. So it was the score was 4-1, I think. Our seniors
a little more comfortable in that one than last year's 1-0 overtime thriller, right?
Yeah. I mean it was like very like high nerves, intense, like that sort of atmosphere. But yeah, definitely last year was very stressful.
Yeah. Cool.
Going into overtime.
I'm sure. Yeah. Were you on the field when you guys got the winning goal?
No. That was Amy Griffin. She scored in overtime and thank God she did.
Tell me about the roster. I always like poking around to see if there's other Merrimack Valley kids on the team. Any other Merrimack Valley representation on the team?
No one from Andover, but a lot of like Massachusetts people. Not really like very close to Merrimack, but a lot are like near. Like we have a few people from like Medfield, Concord, that sort of area. Wellesley, so a lot of like Mass.
Yeah, Reading. I see one there, and then a lot of outside of New England too, of course. And one North Shore girl. Is it Charlotte Marks?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. She is captain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, nice. We said we're gonna get her on because I have another show, the North Shore Sports Desk. So you get Merrimack Valley and North Shore covered. She's well respected, being a senior captain for sure, right, Charlotte?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I will hit you up for her contacts in just a moment after the show.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll do all the Middlebury representation from. For these shows. This is awesome. So, hey, tell me. So, again, we're here with Hannah Medwar. She is former Andover field hockey standout, now ripping it up for Middlebury College, five-time defending national champs. It's crazy. Academically, so what's going on in that world for you? What's the goal down the road for, you know, being a professional in the working world?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the beauty of also playing, like, a D3 sport is, like, it's really, like, you can balance well your academics and athletics. And I think that even just the precedent that our coach sets is a great one. When you're in season, academics is always a top priority and allows you to pursue that sort of like your own academic interests and like overall like what careers you want like that derives out of that. So yeah, this semester I'm actually hoping to do some work in like the hospital that's nearby in Vermont. And I'm hoping to get into the field of healthcare. So just doing some research before that. And I had an internship at Winchester Hospital this previous summer. So yeah, definitely just getting involved in the healthcare setting. And that goes along side by side with my major and my own academic interests and the courses I've been taking here. So it's been great.
Awesome. Is there any like family that also pursued healthcare?
My sister actually works at Children's Hospital. Definitely following in her footsteps there.
Yeah. Was she an Andover field hockey player too?
No, she actually was played at Central Catholic. So we had a little bit of a rivalry going on.
Would you guys play against each other?
Like, yes, we did. My freshman year and her senior year.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was good. I mean, it was good, but I did feel bad. We ended up winning, and then it like kind of ended her field hockey career. So,
was it a tournament game? Was it?
Yeah,
Oh, wow. That's emotional. That's an emotional household after.
Yeah.
You know, how do you handle that? It's nuts.
Yeah, it was a tough one. But Central and Andover play each other, as you must know, like all the time. So, that rivalry was going strong before then, but. Definitely, it was. I did not like to see her upset.
Yeah, well, that was en route to the state title for you guys. So you went through the sister, the older sister. What's her name?
Caroline.
Caroline, you went through the Caroline Medwar to get to the state title.
Yeah.
Sure. If she was listening to this, she's like, "Wow, thanks guys for the reminder. I appreciate it."
Yeah.
How's she doing now?
She's good. She's. Living in Boston, so she's settled in her like post-grad life and enjoying it. So
Boston and children. So she lives right in the city. She works in the city. Very cool. Is that something that you imagine yourself doing someday too, like getting into the city? And
yeah, I definitely do want to live in Boston after college, especially because like our hospitals are just so great and just an awesome opportunity in that regard also.
Yeah. And you can always escape home to Andover too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you know, going forward with Middlebury and everything, you know, tell me about the coach, because you said you have a veteran coach there, right? That's been a part of all these state titles.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she's unbelievable. She's so smart and just knows the game so well. We all trust her, like, without a doubt, she's just an unbelievable coach. And I think part of it is just having that, like knowing that and trusting that a lot. And like, we have plenty of in-game adjustments and season adjustments and like that needs to happen. And I think that the way that we react and accept that from her is also a great dynamic and then a great part of our team. So yeah, she's just really, I could go on and on, but she's awesome.
Yeah. And that's Catherine DiLorenzo, right? Coach D.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
6 NCAA titles, 9 NESCAC titles. Mm-hmm. First Middlebury's the first to ever capture 5 straight NCAA titles, mm-hmm. Dozens of All Americans. And speaking of that, you had some pretty cool accomplishments too. Were you named to the all fall, like academic All American, something like that?
Yes. The like all the academic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you can see, I should have had my research right next to me, but it was in here instead. But yeah, congrats on that. So that's cool. That means you're doing well in both arenas, on the field and in the classroom. So yeah. Good stuff.
Thank you.
And speaking of coaches, of course, you had the GOAT of Andover field hockey, Coach Noon, Maureen Noon. We had her on the show a few weeks ago, stepping down. You know, what kind of emotions came to mind when you heard that she stepped down?
Yeah, I think it's a very bittersweet feeling. I mean, Coach Noon really has such a great impact on my life. It's funny because like when I was a player for her, she was just an unbelievable mentor and like coach, and really shaped me into the player I am today. And challenged me in new ways that I've never really been challenged before. But even like after high school, like that mentorship like never ended. In fact, before every game, Coach News texts me, she follows my season, she's so supportive. A real friendship has grown out of that sense of like coach and player dynamic. So I could not speak more highly of her.
Yeah.
She's just a great coach. And I think a lot of people were sad to see her retire, but also she had an unbelievable run. So
yeah. And I think she told me she's up in Maine now, kind of retiring up mm-hmm. there. And you guys, October 7th, are going to Colby, Waterville, mm-hmm. Maine. I know Maine's a big state. Maybe Maureen can come over there. I know mm-hmm. she likes to catch some of her former players whenever she can.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she did say she's going to try to come to a game this season. So maybe.
Yeah. Then you got Endicott down in Beverly, if she's ever around, in her old stopping grounds, fairly close to Andover.
Mm-hmm.
Later on the next day, actually, you got a busy weekend, Saturday, Sunday. You guys look like you mostly do that, like a lot of Saturday, Sundays games.
Yeah, we have double headers pretty much the whole season, besides like actually this weekend. And then in a few weeks, we have another just sole game on Saturday. But
yeah,
personally, I like the double headers because it's nice that we don't have games during the week, because it kind of lets you like really focus on school.
Yeah.
And I like being in a schedule of like class, practice, then schoolwork. So I actually like it.
Yeah. Yeah. At the time of this interview, I think you're one day away, kind of like 24 hours from Wesleyan University, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Hosting them, a NASCAC matchup, and then number 25. So mm-hmm. that's going to be a battle. And mm-hmm. then another NASCAC, then you take a week break and you go on to Colby October 7th. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Cool. Hannah Medwar, thank you so much for taking time of your day to catch up with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We wish you the best of luck with Middlebury College field hockey.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
All right. Hannah Medwar is in the books. And up next, our Merrimack Valley football report, brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Back at it. That was Hannah Medwar. Fun talking to her. We're going to finish up with our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Report, brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. I've been there so many times. The Peabody once, because I'm a North Shore guy, but yeah, you Merrimack Valley folks are probably a little close. Well, not in all cases, but yeah, plenty of good times here, no matter which one you go to. Sylvan Street Grill, Merrimack Valley Football Report. This is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. All right, let's see what's going on in the Valley for football. Methuen, really, really hot. Another win. They're 5-1, 38-21 over North Andover. They will be hosting Billerica Friday night at 7. That is, those are teams that are 10-1 combined. That's going to be the best take of the week, hands down. North Andover, 3-1, going to Lawrence at 6 o'clock. Chelmsford got on the W board, 24-17 over Lowell. Tewksbury's at Chelmsford, 1-4 now, Friday at 7. Lowell, 1-3, heads over to Milford for a non-league Thursday night at 6. Andover had no problem beating Jermaine Wiggins' Brockton team, 50-20, Andover. 4-1 travels to Haverhill Friday night at 7. Kip Academy of Lynn beat Low Catholic 38-28. Low Catholic still looking for its first win. Goes to Lynn Tech Saturday at 2:30. Greater Lawrence beat English by 10. Lynn English, that is, 28-18. Greater Lawrence 3-2 now. Going over to Northeast Saturday at 10:30 for the breakfast game Saturday morning. Drakett 20-6 winner over Chelsea. Drakett's 2-2. Friday night they're going to be playing. I'm not sure where the game is. They're playing Brighton Kennedy Health Careers of Brighton. That is a mouthful. Central Catholic is 1-4 now after their first win of the year. 35-0 over Haverhill. Andover travels to Haverhill, who's 1-4. Central 1-4 is going to Franklin, last year's number one seed in the tournament, who lost to Methuen. That's Friday at 7. Lawrence 20-19 over New Bedford. Lawrence 2-3 now at home against North Andover Friday night at 6. Billerica 13-6. What a big boy win that is over Tewksbury. Tewksbury first loss. They're 4-1 going to Chelmsford 1-4. Billerica 5-0 at Methuen, like we said, 5-1 Friday at 7. And the last game here we have for you, Shawsheen 31-0 over Greater Low Tech. Shawsheen and Billerica, those two teams, both in Billerica. What's going on? Right at this point, undefeated, no losses in the city of Billerica for football high school. They're 5-0 going to Triton Friday at 7 o'clock. Low Tech 1-4 goes to Kip and Lynn Saturday at 5:30. All right. That's it for the Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Report and our show. Thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone had a great one. We will talk to you next week.